SBS Filipino.
We're here at Donut Papi.
Yeah.
And we're with Kenneth Rodriguez. Yeah. Good morning, Kenneth.
Good morning.
Yes. Makulay at masarap na donuts mula sa Donut Papi. But first, tell us, how did you start?
Yeah, I think it came about when I started. Like, actually, the very, very start was because we have a YouTube channel. Like, me and Karen, my sister, started a YouTube video. We do like Filipino cooking, like tutorial kind of thing online. And then she wasn't available one day, and then I started baking. And then I did like a Filipino chocolate donut, cake before.
Oh wow!
Yeah, it's in and then from there, I kind of realized baking is really challenging. And then, like thinking of that, like I started thinking like pastries, and I started like thinking about donuts, and donuts wasn't really like famous here when we started.
Yeah.
Like, we only had Krispy Kreme 3 years ago.
Yeah. Original.
Yeah. And then I was like, oh, I don't really want that. And then I started making my own. And then from there, I bring it to work. And then to experiment at home, find the perfect recipe, and then bring it to work. And then workmates started liking it. And then they said it was good. And then I still bring it. And then, yeah, from there, like, I started asking for orders.
Yeah.
So that from there, we did that, and then after that, we wanted to do markets, and then from the markets, it's just continuous, like, markets, wholesale, and private orders, and events.
Yeah.
Started from there, because I post my work online as well, on Instagram, basically, so, yeah.
But do you have any baking background?
No, I don't.
Oh, what did you just finish?
Yeah, like, no background. I tried studying. That was at the beginning of this year, but I didn't finish it because the business took over. It was like my only day off.
Yeah.
Like, when the day I was studying, and then I was like, oh, I need a day off because otherwise I'll die soon. But no formal background. Tried but didn't succeed. But yeah.
Yeah. And you, your sister Karen, and another brother?
Yeah.
The three of you are hands-on.
Yeah, very hands-on. Mainly before, I'm not the only one getting orders. And then if we do markets, I try to ask Karen to help me with the markets and cook as well. But my brother, he wanna work on the weekends as well to earn like a little bit of cash.
Yeah.
And then from there, he's helping us. And then if he's on, he's studying year 12 now. If he's on his break or his holiday, he helps us full time or like whenever he can. But yeah.
But you're the youngest, isn't it?
No, so Karen is the eldest one. I'm the
second
one.
Middle, yeah.
We have another brother, and then the fourth one who's helping Kit, like his name is Kit, is the fourth one, the youngest.
You are basically based in Redfern.
Yeah.
Finally, after the markets and going around in Sydney.
Yeah.
Or let's talk about your products first. Yeah. They're basically donuts,
yeah,
but with a different twist.
Yeah.
Tell us about it.
So it started as well because my workmates. So my workmates mainly is like Asian demographic.
Yeah.
So like I think 90% that works in the retail company that I work with is full of Asians. And like our customers like Asians as well.
Yeah.
So I try, like it started with matcha. And then from there, I just did like other Asian ingredients,
yeah,
so like they can kind of relate. They're like, oh, I haven't seen this before. So
yeah.
I did matcha, black sesame, and I was like, oh, maybe I'll try my own flavor, like ube.
Yeah, ube.
And then, we don't really want to do like Asian flavors at the beginning at the markets. We just want to do like gourmet and not your usual flavors. And then I offered ube once, and then just instantly, like online, it was like the response was like such a big hit. Like I started like adding ube as a regular flavor, and then from there it just grew, like ube, clemency, matcha, not only Filipino flavors but Asian
flavors. Yeah. Yes, I've tried the ube with like caramel on top,
yeah,
and I love it. It's full of sugar but worth it.
Yeah.
Yeah. aside from donuts, is there any other that you offer?
Yeah, so at the shop we mainly offer coffee and donuts, but other than donuts we offer crinkles as well, like the crinkle cookies.
Yeah,
but we just have we have another twist as well, like we sandwich them with a buttercream with different flavors like Nutella, peanut butter, matcha and vanilla. And then other than that we do pop tarts as well, like it's not on offer right now, but on the lineup it's pop tart. It's like a handmade pop tart with ube jam inside. We do pop tarts, we do our handmade ube jam inside, and then pink glaze on top. And then we try to offer duffin as well. It's a hybrid of donut and a muffin.
Yeah.
But it's gluten free for like the celiac and gluten free intolerant. We're starting to offer like vegan donuts and vegan products as well. Yes.
And summer you had Halo Halo.
Yeah.
It's a big Halo Halo because I ordered one and I think it's good for two, or if you're having a diet you can, like, three persons can have it.
Yeah.
Why is it that big?
Well, we try to be generous here in the shop. Like, if you don't notice, our donuts are not your usual size.
Yeah.
Like, it's double the size. And I think we offer, like, being generous on our product means, like, it's, like, full of love. And,
yeah.
You know, like, you can treat yourself. Like, you want to more Halo Halo, but you can't, like, so this is, like, kind of either for yourself or to share.
For sharing, yeah.
But, yeah.
And all the donuts are handmade?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
The machine that only we use is like the rolling, like the that machine, which rolls the dough, but everything is hand cut and hand fried, hand glazed.
All by you or like with some help?
With some help. Karen and I, my youngest brother.
Being a Filipino-Australian owned donut shop, what do you want to share or impart to other Asians or Australian customers about Filipinos?
Probably one of the biggest reasons as well is why we, you know, offer these products. Donuts is such a, like, a universal food that everyone can relate to. So, like, we offer these flavors to, I guess, to, like, spread the word out there, like, you know, like, share these flavors, because like Western people doesn't know what our flavor is, so that's kind of like promoting and
sharing
and inform that these like flavors are very versatile, and you know, there's more than other flavors that, like, you know, chocolate and it's there, but this is like the new era, I guess. like promoting Asian flavors, mostly Filipino, because it's starting, like Filipinos are getting known in Australia more because of the culture and then the food, and
and also in the Philippines donuts is a thing for family, because I remember when I was a child, like aunts or my mom or my dad, when they go to the city, they will bring home
pasalubong.
For sure, yes, pasalubong, a box of donut, and it's a special treat.
That's why I related to my childhood as well, definitely, because once I craved donuts here, I realized like nothing is like Mr. Donut, Dunkin' Donuts, or like Go Nuts Donuts or whatever. Like, before, we don't have that here, so like, as you said, like, your family, my dad, that's why it's called Donut Papi. He's the one who, like, Papi and his father.
Yeah.
Like, he's the one who gives us donuts every time he comes back from work. So, yeah, he's based there, so, like, that's mainly, like, you know.
Like, remembering him.
Yeah, remembering him. Like, he's just hanging out there, but, you know, it's kind of like family, like, childhood, I guess. Like, that's what I relate to here.
Barely 3 years compared to other donut big companies, but as a new entity, Asian entity of donuts, what do you want ultimately to share with your customers?
I guess, as I said, like, donuts is like a universal thing for everyone. But I guess it's such a joyous feeling when you see like this customers that comes in here and like they're like such a big smile on their face. Yeah. They've never seen something like this before.
Yeah.
So that's like really what I, and that's what's happening right now. Like, it's such a dream of mine to like come in and people appreciate what you do. And especially, I guess, it's not like the kids that we're targeting. It's mostly like the adults.
The adults, yeah.
Like us. Like, it's just, I'm just like, you know, getting chills like every time a group of friends sat down here and then like have the best time.
Yeah.
Like all of these flavors are kind of like remembering their like about their parents and their like cultures and yeah. So it's dessert just like makes everyone happy.
Yes. Yeah. It's not a big shop, but people come in and even they waited outside for a place to sit or just sit by the, like the pathway.
Yeah.
At the outside of the shop.
Yeah.
But do you dream of having a bigger place for Donut Puppy?
Nah.
Why?
Like, this is it. Like, I guess witnessing like other businesses fail or doesn't work, it's because they're trying to expand so big that they can't handle it themselves.
Yeah.
So like, I think that's what that's teaching me. Like, I don't want to expand anywhere else. I just want it to be well known. Still a small place, but serves everyone, but it's like not as big, like not a big corporation anymore.
Yeah.
I think that's how we wanted to like make it, make like the, I think that's the technique that we want to do as the longevity of the business. If, you know, if we grow such a, like, you know,
a big branch, one, yeah.
Branch for like within like 1 year for three branches, that's, I don't think I can handle it. I can handle it barely, like, I barely, like, can handle it myself, but...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Other donut brand, like, at the beginning, they're big, and as time goes, they tend to get smaller?
Yeah.
Will the Donut Puppy sizes stay?
I have other plans for Donut Puppy. I guess it will stay like this, but operation-wise, we want to be around Sydney because our main operation is wholesale.
Yeah.
So we can have donuts here at the shop, but we want to expand through other cafes.
Oh, okay. Sydney. Like people get from you and they will sell themselves.
Yeah. So like we wholesale to cafes. We mainly want to do more in the west, like Western Sydney. We have one stockist there. But for now, we have one around the city and around us.
Yeah.
So.
And probably interstate?
International. Well, yeah, like, I want to do, like, a big dream of ours is, like, one Donut Puppy in every major city. Not just streaming, but, you know, New York, Tokyo, and
it's
Manila.
Free.
Yeah, it's free, exactly. So, yeah, hopefully we can do that in the future.
And we look forward to that.
Yeah,
thank you very much, Kenneth.
Thank you.
SBS.com.au/Filipino.